episode 1561, My Love Won't Give Up on You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are enjoying some much needed and well-deserved family time. It is Easter weekend, and today is Relationship Builders Day. It's all about My Love Won't Give Up on You. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, marriage is a gift, but it requires much work. In serving your spouse, have you ever vowed, "My love won't give up on you. I won't ever stop." There's a lot of give and take in all relationships, but especially in a committed relationship like marriage. When the struggles of the day get in the way, walls quickly rise to protect oneself. From what, you ask? Shame, regret, anxiety, disappointment, frustration, failures. We sometimes just want to run away and hide. We don't want anyone to bother us, but instead of running away, what if you were to run into open arms? Marriage should be a soft place for your spouse to fall. But so much of our actions are bent around what we want, the expectations of what we desire out of our marriage. Maybe when you looked across the way and saw your spouse, at that time, your boyfriend or girlfriend, right? And you're like, oh my gosh. I could only imagine living in a high-rise apartment on the beachside, driving a really cool car with two kids, being able to take vacations to Italy, go to Paris, France every year, just enjoying being with each other. I don't know what that dream was, but it probably didn't have written in it, when things go crazy in life, you're going to have to be stronger to hold your spouse up. You're going to have to be the rock in the marriage. No, we want it easy. We want to be able just to go through our day and know that we don't have to do any more than what we think we have to do. The thing is, how can marriage serve one another if there is not sacrificial love? Agape love. As Jesus Christ showed us. You know, it is Easter weekend. And it's a really big time for me personally that I reflect on where I am. Not that I don't do it all the time. But Easter weekend growing up was very important to our family. Growing up in a family where the ministry was truly number one. Now, my dad never made it feel that way, but we were always at church. We were always doing something. And I can remember when we lived in Hawaii, and this was when I was much older. I was in high school. And we would have Easter sunrise service. And there on post, it was Kolekole Chapel, the sweet little chapel. We had the sweetest congregation. I taught children's church then. I was only in high school then, but I loved it. I loved the kids. But every Easter morning, we would get up very, very early. And I can remember we took our portable keyboard player even that my mom would play. Because in the back of it, you could stick these big D batteries. And I don't remember how many, eight or whatever there was. And we would take it up to Kolekole Pass. The special place on the island of Oahu, up around the corner shores off of Schofield Barracks, up high, there stands a cross. It's called Kolekole Pass. And we would park down below and we would walk up to it and we would get there before sunrise. And then we would have church just as the sun began to peak. To this day, it still gives me goosebumps. To this day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I could be there. But I know I always have that memory locked within me. And so on this Easter weekend, I can't help but think about the sacrifice that God made for us. But a lot of us, when we hear the word sacrifice, we take it to the earthly definition, giving up of something. We're going to sacrifice something. That means I've got to give something up. If I'm going to sacrifice my Friday night for you, that means I'm giving up my Friday night, whatever that means. Maybe that means I have to give up my favorite TV show on a Friday. That sacrifice is giving up of something, but it doesn't have to mean a loss of something. A sacrifice can be a gift. You see, when you first met your husband, did you see a gift or did you see a sacrifice? Most of us would have to answer a gift. Why? Because who would have said I do to something that we're going to have to sacrifice for? But you see, God sees in us a gift. He gave his only begotten son for us. It was a gift, not a sacrifice. So why is it that when we are looking at our marriage, and we've committed to another person, why don't your actions follow suit? Why don't my actions follow suit? Sacrificial love isn't a sacrifice. It's a gift. Giving of oneself to another. My love won't give up on you. You see, in your marriage, don't let go. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Don't let go. There are going to be moments where you will have to give more. No doubt about it. Maybe it will be season after season after season. And there will be moments when you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world. You're carrying the entire relationship. You're like, come on, I'm doing everything here. When are you going to step up to the plate? I'm sure you can take yourself back to a time like that, or maybe you're in it right now. Don't let go. My love won't give up on you. I don't know what your marriage looks like today. I don't know if you're struggling to even have a conversation, or maybe you're still madly in love with each other. No matter what side of the spectrum you're on, don't let go. Invest in your spouse with sacrificial love, just as God has invested in you. Giving up something doesn't have to be a sacrifice. It can be a gift. But for some reason, our earthly minds are really messed up. And we get stuck in the idea that, gosh, if I have to cook you dinner every single night, I guess, I have to. We blow everything out of proportion. You shouldn't have to look at cooking dinner for your spouse as a sacrifice. It's a gift. Now, I get it, man. For a long time, I was only a stay-at-home mom. Okay, plus I homeschooled, and there were a few other things I did. But I was not necessarily working even in my own home. My whole job was to take care of my husband and my children. Yet, yeah, I got tired. I didn't want to have to cook every single meal. And when we were homeschooling, I was cooking and fixing like 4 meals a day. That's a lot of meals to fix for a family of 7. And as they got older, they ate a lot more. There are days I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm tired. Do you think God says that to us? I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just going to let them go and fall flat on their face because, well, actually, they deserve it. No, He doesn't say that. So then why do we say that to our spouse? We've got to look at sacrifice as a gift, a way to give, a way to serve. God sacrificed his son for us. It's not about giving up, but giving to. It's serving. It's honoring. It's loving. Don't let go. Where are you in your marriage? Are you complaining all the time? I know it's okay to complain once in a while. I know, I get it. I complain once in a while. But that's why what? We take a break and we go out to dinner or we go grab some fast food. But if you're complaining all the time, then maybe this is a reality check for you. Maybe this is a wake-up call saying, you know what? If you don't get what I have given you, meaning if you don't get what God has given you, how can you give to someone else? He's only asking what he does for you. He wants you to give it in return. Don't let go. Don't give up, but give to. Serve your spouse lovingly, openly, with a kind heart. Yes, I know you're going to be flustered. I get it. I get flustered. Be honest about it. Don't be mad about it. Say, you know what, hon, I'm tired tonight. Can we do something else for dinner? Great. You figure it out together. But too many of our couples are actually looking for fights. Why? Why do you want to fight with each other? Why do you want to always be right? We've got to look at where we are in our marriage. Honestly, real and raw. My husband can't do what he does without me serving him. I can't do what I do without him serving me. Now, I understand that sometimes we're not always in that happy-go-lucky, Christiane, I want the marriage you have. No, it's not perfect all the time. We've had our battles. We've had our wars. We've grown a lot, and now we've grown together. God continues to stretch us. But I'm here to tell you now that if you are not willing yourself to step up and love your spouse as God loves you with sacrificial love, you won't see your marriage as a gift. You will not understand ever the true meaning of the word sacrifice. Are you willing to do that? To open up your heart? I know it's going to take a lot. I get it. I've been there. I do that. And I don't always like it. Sometimes I complain to God. I say, really, God, seriously, can you help me out here? Somehow, though, he always turns to me and makes me realize that it's not all about me. Too much of our world thinks it's all about oneself. What's in it for me? WIIFM. Are you listening to that station way too much? What's in it for me? Turn it off. Let this Easter begin a different path for you and your marriage. If you want help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I'm here for you. Let's chat. You don't have to run away. Nor does your spouse have to run away. Both of you can learn to run to each other with a soft place, open arms, a loving heart. Don't give up. My love won't give up on you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. Have a blessed Easter. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.